Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. Did you ever wonder, what do Maggie and her fine guests talk about during the breaks? Do they have interesting things that we don't get to hear on the air? The answer is probably yes. And if you want to see the secret show behind the show behind the show, then you need to watch us on YouTube on Civic Media's wonderful YouTube channel. You can also check out at Maggie Dawn Show on Instagram and Facebook and the X, and watch us there. We've got a great guest this afternoon. It's Patrick Faribault, editor, creator, and writer for Our Lives, an online LGBTQIA plus publication here in Wisconsin. I've got Matt Rothschild with me, a fine guest co-host this Monday afternoon. Patrick, you were explaining something that I thought was incredibly important from the political lens through which these issues are addressed. And that is, what? We were using this construct of knowing how to talk about, like, the basic intro is like a 101 level, and then you end up in like the 400 levels when you're in graduate school. Please explore that metaphor a little bit more, because I think it was quite apt.
Yeah, I think a lot of the media attention that go on to freshman congresspersons, you know, goes to the people like Jasmine Crockett, but Sarah McBride's also got quite a bit. Sarah is the first openly trans member of Congress, and there was a bit of national news when Nancy Mace was trying to ban Sarah from being able to use bathrooms in the Capitol, which is its own level of crazy. One of the things that I found kind of fascinating, and I'm sure this can be searchable and found pretty quickly as well, in the past week or two, Sarah was giving an interview, a national interview, where she was talking about how one of the challenges the Democratic Party has done that I think feed into how the right has weaponized the word woke against the left has been that the Dems kind of jumped to trans 104 in their messaging, right? That higher level. And the reality was, we kind of skip past trans 101 and helping the country just learn what, like, fundamental human decency is around trans people before we jump into the minutia about some cultural issues that are unique to the trans experience. Another thing that I thought was kind of fascinating that a lot of people wouldn't know is Sarah is a widow. She was married for quite some time. And her husband is from Wisconsin. Mm. I think her husband was from the Fox Valley specifically, but it's given her an affinity for this part of the country. And she's traveled here often. I've met and worked with her personally because of how often she's come here.
That's wonderful. I hope, Patrick, do let us know the next time she's in town, because I know we would love to have her here on Civic Media. We've got the clip of the 85-year-old gentleman or 82-year-old gentleman who attended the hearing for an anti-trans bill that was introduced in the last legislative cycle. He was there to speak in favor of the anti-trans legislation. But after listening to the testimony and talking with some of the people that were there to testify as well, his heart and minds were opened and changed. Heart and mind were opened and changed. Let's take a listen.
So, all right, Larry, the floor is yours. You got 2 minutes.
First of all, I'd like to apologize to you people. I was invited here to give my support for Bill 401. I have very little knowledge of gay people and things like that there. So when I came here, my eyes were open. I was one of the critics that sat on the side and made the decisions. There was only two genders. So I got an education that was unbelievable. And I don't know just exactly how to say this, but my perspective for people have changed. So I don't want to take up no more of your time. I'd like to apologize for being here. And I learned a very lot about this group of people.
If an 82-year-old guy here in Wisconsin can be humble enough to listen, can't we all? It still, like, gets me choked up listening to him talk.
Yeah.
Right? Like, not perfect, but heartfelt, open, and humble.
I think it goes back to that expression that it's hard to hate up close, right?
Yes.
It's so much easier to have conversations about people who aren't in the room and create this perception or this narrative that just kind of dissolves once you actually meet and get to know someone who is marginalized based on however you're discriminating against, whether it's by gender, by race, by sexuality, by fill in the blank with any marginalized group.
Hard to hate.
I really
up close.
Admired his ability to have an open mind and then to admit that he was wrong.
Yeah,
it was just beautiful.
I'm sorry, like saying I'm sorry is so moving. We've got one of our frequent listeners and callers, L.A. Tom. Say hello to Patrick and Matt. And what would you like to share this afternoon?
Hey, Patrick. Hey, Matt. Hey, Maggie. First, I actually own the gayandlesbianpages.com in Southern California. We are the number one directory in Southern California. And the purpose for it was growing up in Wisconsin in a small town called Durand. My dad being a head football coach, and he playing sports myself all the way through college. I was very, very close to killing myself when I was in college at St. Norbert when I came out. And I called one of the helplines, like we, have the Trevor Project and things like that. But it was actually a hotline in Wisconsin. And I spoke for probably about 8 hours to a guy on the phone, and he talked me off the ledge in terms of actually going through it and killing myself. And, and then when I moved to LA and moved away from the smaller towns and things like that, I actually decided to own my own directory that would actually be able to help people, with their process of coming out. But the reason I say that is, one, these things are so important, but one thing that's really important too for us in the LGBTQ plus community is to get out and just come out. Come out and let people see our authentic self and get to know your neighbors and basically go door to door. That's how we won with marriage equality. People started seeing us as actual, their brothers and sisters, their doctors, their lawyers, everyone else in the community.
Thanks so much, Tom. Thank you, Patrick Farabaugh, creator of Our Lives, an online publication for Wisconsin's LGBTQ community.